Okay, let's discuss today. This week's parashas, we learn about Kriyat Shema. What I want to discuss today is the brachos of Kriyat Shema for the evening. You know, we have Birchas Kriyat Shema in the Shachris, and there's Birchas Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. When we daven Ma'ariv, how many brachos do we make in honor of Kriyat Shema? Four brachos. When we daven Shachris, how many brachos do we make? Three brachas. We make Yoytze Or Vari Choshech Oyse Shul Vari Esakol. Then we make the bracha of Yoytze. Then we make the bracha when that concludes with Yoytze. So one very long bracha. Then Yoytze Hamoyos. Then we make a second bracha. Ahava Rabba Ahav Tanu. Aboyche Biyamo Yisrael Biyava. And then we make the bracha at the end. Goal Yisrael. Emes Viatze Vedach Mekayim Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. Ma'ariv, we have four brachas. We have the bracha of Hamari. The bracha of Ahav HaSoylam, then we have the bracha of Goal Yisrael, and the fourth bracha of Hashkivenu. There are four brachas which are tied to the Kriyat Shema at night. The question is, why at night are there four? Why by day are there three? So why is there an extra bracha at night? Why couldn't Chazal put the bracha of Hashkivenu in the morning? Why did they put Hashkivenu at night? You lie down, Hashkivenu, you want to lie down so you can change the nusach. Okay, so let's discuss this. First of all, the most basic insight is, first of all, why are there b'chlal seven brachas? Four plus three equals seven. So it's all based upon the pasuk, based on the Chazal. It's based upon a Yerushalmi. A lot of the things that we're not familiar with because we don't learn Yerushalmi. We only learn Talmud Bavli. Daf Yomi only got up to Talmud Bavli. We don't learn Talmud Yerushalmi, at least not yet. The pasuk says, Yerushalmi appears in Masechta the brachas on Daf Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Yeah. It says there as follows: Sheva Bayoim Hi Lal Ticha Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Seven times by day do I praise you for your righteous commandments. The Yerushalmi says, what is these instructions? This pasuk that appears in Tehillim that Dan and Melo said is Chazal used this pasuk to teach you that Yahshua praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu seven brachas. To praise Hashem seven times. Seven, when these seven brachas refer to the Mishpatei Tzidkecha, and that refers to Kriyat Shema. Had the Mishpat Tzidkecha is Kriyat Shema, seven, but if it has to be a total of seven brachas. We have four for one tefillah and three for the other tefillah. Why do we have four at night? So there are two major reasons. Number one, and the day begins with the night. And being that the day begins with the night, when you have a choice of giving it more or less, you start out with more, not with less. The second reason why we focus at night is night is dangerous. It's a dangerous time and we want to accumulate merits. We need more things to protect us. So the more mitzvos, the more shmir we will have for the night. So therefore we have a grand total of seven mitzvahs sandwiching Kriyat Shema, four at night and three by day. Okay, that's the basic structure of the seven brachas. Now some want to go even a step further and say that in the Kriyat Shema we allude to seven mitzvahs. What are the seven mitzvahs in Kriyat Shema? Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Roish, Mezuzah, and the four tzitzis. Tzitzis for this Chazal is considered to be four. So there are four tzitzis, and there is Tefillin Shel Yad Shel Roish, and Mezuzah, a grand total of seven. For those seven mitzvahs, the pasuk says, Sheva Bayam Hilal Ticha, we have to praise Hashem, we will masak in seven brachas corresponding to those seven different pratim in the mitzvah. Four by day, four tzitzis, Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Roish, and Mezuzah. And mezuzah. Okay. Now, so therefore, this is why we have basically seven brachas. Okay. Now, let's discuss the first bracha of Hamariv Aravim. The bracha of Hamariv Aravim. Okay, so basically focuses on. Okay, now here's just so a very interesting point. The difference between our how do we read the bracha? The way we read the bracha, most of us, at least in the art scroll, is they put commas. Asher bidvaro, with your words, ma'ariv aravim, you bring evening. You cause the sun to set. Comma. In the art scroll siddur, there's a nusach sar siddur, there's a comma after aravim. Then it says, b'chokhma, with wisdom, poseach sharim, you open up the gates. Comma. Then it says, uvisvuna, And with understanding, Mishane itim, you change the times, kama. And then it says, Zumachlif es hazmanim, u'mseres hakom. Notice that when it comes to machlif es hazmanim, there's no description. It doesn't, we ran out of words. There was dibur, there was chokhma, and there's tfuna. Three different expressions. Dibur, chokhma, tfuna. Dibur we apply to a Ma'ir HaRavim. Chachma we apply to a Pesach Sharim. Tzfuna we apply to a Mishane Itim. When it comes to Machlef Es Hazmanim and Mesader Es HaKochavim, the Mishmar Seim, there we don't use any terms. That's the way we have it. However, some are of the, I think the Sfaradim are of the opinion that we put the commas in the wrong place. It should be Asher Bidvaro, with your words, Ma'ariv Aravim b'chokhma. The word chokhma goes back on Ma'ariv Aravim. Poseach Sh'orim b'svuna. And you are Poseach Sh'orim. This is a very, very interesting difference. Where do you put the word chokhma and where do you put the word svuna? It's chokhma going part of Poseach Sh'arim, and Tzfun is going on Mashane Itim, or is Chochma going back on Ma'ariv Aravim b'Chochma? You are then Poseach Sh'arim b'Svuna. You take out, supposed to take out the Vav. Here, the other gear takes out the Vav. Poseach Sh'arim b'Svuna, and then Machlif Itim, Machlif Ezmanim, Sadez Chavim. So this is just a difference of how you're supposed to read. I think that's a very interesting difference between how you read the Bracha, Nusach Ashkenaz, and I think the Sfardim, they read it the other way around. Okay, let's go to the next bracha. Next bracha is a Havas Ha'olam. Everyone asks the question, why is it that in the morning we say a Hava Rabba and at night we say a Havas Ha'olam? Why do we change the Nusach? First of all, let's do something more basic. Why is it in the morning we are Mavakesh, Lakavish Brachush, Vehoher, Einenu, Vesarasecha, Vedadik, Levenu, Vemitzasecha, Vyachid, Levenu, we are Mispal to have Siyata Deshmaya in learning of the Torah. Whereas at Ma'ariv, we're not mispalel for siyata d'shmaya. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the study of the Torah. And the answer is very simple. In the morning, it's before you enter into the Beis Medrash. You're supposed to daven. The first thing you do in the morning, you're supposed to daven. So since you're now coming to daven for the very first time, and you have a long day ahead of you where you're going to study Torah, so you're being mispalel for siyata d'shmaya in your success in learning. Therefore, we're mispalel for hoher and inimus harasecha, v'dabik l'deinu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Nighttime, you're finished. You're done. It's the last thing you do at night. Now it's time to go to sleep. So when you go to sleep, you don't mispal for siyat shmai, but rather instead you give praise. I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Torah, the mitzvos, the chukim, the mishpatim, which you have taught us. And we're not asking for success, because the day is over and we're thanking Hashem for what He has given us in the day. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea, what is the difference between... why is it Ahava Rabba and Ahavas Olam? So someone has said Ahava Rabba because the day is described in the Pasuk, Chadoshim Lapakarim Rabba Emunasecha. Chadoshim, new in the morning, the Neshama is renewed Lapakarim Rabba Emunasecha. Since the word Rabba is used in reference to Chadoshim Lapakarim, so we say Ahava Rabba. At night time, and not night time is a havas oilam, because it's based upon a pasuk. It's based upon a pasuk that says a havas oilam. There's a pasuk that says the word aheres a havas oilam ahavticha al kein meshachticha chesed. Why chesed? In this pasuk, this pasuk is a very good, because a lot of people ask this question all the time. Why is it? But this pasuk appears in Yirmiyah, the Ahavas Oilam Ahavticha, an eternal love. I have loved you. Al kein, therefore, Meshachticha Chosed, I have drawn upon you kindness. It's Chazal say, Kol Haloimed. Ha'oisek b'Torah b'layla, anyone who learns Torah at night, chut shel chesed Moishchim olav bayoim. If a person spends his nights learning Torah, a chut shel chesed is moshuch olav by day. So here we have the answer to the question. Since the pasuk says ahavas oilam, an everlasting and eternal love, I have loved you, therefore I have bestowed upon you kindness. And Chazal tell us that when you learn Torah at night, chut shel chesed is mashach olav bayom. This pasuk clearly is giving us a directive when it comes to the study of Torah to focus on the word ahavas oilam. That's how the pasuk begins, and it includes with chesed. And Chazal take this to mean that if you learn Torah at night, you're going to receive a chut shel chesed, grace will be bestowed upon you during the day. And it begins with the word olam. That is a trigger that we should say ahavas olam at night. But by day, where the pasuk describes ahava, it says the word ahava, it says chadashim labakarim rabo emunasecha, we focus on the word rabba. Okay, another idea. Now, some want to say that the real nusach it was really established by Chazal as a havas oilam. When the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah established nusach, was even shachris, it was a havas oilam. But when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So therefore, it was not oilam. It came to an end. Because ahava means everlasting. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so then it would be not proper for us to explicitly say oilam when we see that there is a hester upon him. So therefore, the Gemara has a discussion that we should change the nusach from ahavas oilam to ahavas or ahavra, which indeed is what we do. Nusach Adoch Ashnas. Nusach Sar, they say in the morning, Ahavas Oilam. Okay, now.
Still
what?
Avashon was still appropriate according to that by night?
At night, because we don't want it to be Mishan with Chazal originally we were Misakin. At night, in the darkness of Golis is where we have Emunu. I don't have a clear answer. I don't know. Okay, there's another very important thing. People don't realize this, is that b'diyeved ahavas oilam at night. Everyone knows the halacha that if a person has a savik and he said berachas haTorah, person has a savik and he said berachas haTorah, so b'diyeved a person can have kavana when he says ahava rab in the morning that it should be considered to be berachas haTorah, and right after you finish davening Shmona Esrei, you should learn a few words in order to mekayim the bracha should be chal upon learning. Some say that the kriya shema itself is loading. You don't have to be mekayim, just say kriya shema is enough. People do not realize that the same thing is true when it comes to ahavas oilam. Let's say, for example, a person did not daven the whole day. Whatever, his surgery. He was in surgery, and now for the very first time, he's becoming awake at night, and he wants to learn something. You're not allowed to learn until you recite the Berachas HaTorah. So if he made the Berachas HaTorah in the morning, very good, but if he didn't make Berachas HaTorah in the morning, the Berach of ahavas oilam also, b'diyevit, can be used as Berachas HaTorah at night. So the person was not well, and he was completely did not daven. Hopefully, put on tefillin, but he did not daven. And now at night he feels better, and he wants to learn. And he did not daven in the morning, so by reciting ahavas oilam, he shav kavon that this can be for him berachas haTorah. This has one afgamina halach, and that is for a bar mitzvah boy. All everyone brings this down that a bar mitzvah boy, in the morning he was not yet bar mitzvah. The first night of his bar mitzvah, he becomes bar mitzvah. So the berachas haTorah that he made in the morning is not going to work for the berachas at night. Because the berachas haTorah he made in the morning, he was a katan. Now or not, he's a bar mitzvah boy. So bar mitzvah boy is supposed to have once in his life, is supposed to have kavanah when he recites ahavas oilam, that it should be for berachas haTorah. And right after he finishes his ma'arif, he should learn right away so that the bracha should be chal, who has what to be.
Are they meaning to say that if you don't have a form of bar mitzvah, you're never being a katan?
A boy when he's 13 years old for the very first time, when does he become bar mitzvah? At night. Talk about a 13-year-old boy, 13th birthday, one time. A bar mitzvah boy. When does a bar mitzvah boy become bar mitzvah? The night of the 13th. So is he allowed to learn after he finished, after he davens Zmaya? If that night, is he allowed to learn Torah? Yeah, and if he learns Torah, but he's supposed to make a bracha before you learn Torah. Where was the bracha? I made a bracha this morning. The bracha you made this morning was when you were a child, you were a katan. But what you do when you were a katan cannot be effective for what you do when you're an adult. So you need to make a new bracha Torah. But Chazal were not misaki to make a bracha Torah. They only misaki to make a bracha Torah in the morning. Well, so in this situation, he's supposed to have kavana. How many rabbis always have this kavana? But he's supposed to have kavana that when you recite the bracha of Ahavas Olam at night, it should be the bracha Torah, and right after davening Maariv, you learn something so that the brach has what to be chal upon.
So you should make a shekel that night
as well. At night, you should have davened Maariv first. Yeah, that's right. Because you need the brachas, you need look. I don't know how far we go with this. You don't see people going crazy about this. You go to bar mitzvah. It's something is there. How far? Yeah, you go to bar mitzvah. So they'll daven Maariv when it's over. When the bar mitzvah is over, so in the meantime they're going to have a sit-down meal. The boy is going to make a pshetel. So how is he going to make a pshetel? He's saying Torah without having made a bracha. And don't tell me the bracha he made in the morning was good because he was dying bar mitzvah. So he's saying a good point. Halach l'maaseh, we makbid on this. Stamina.
That's a good bar mitzvah.
A good bar mitzvah pshetel. Okay. Next thing, when we say Kriyat Shema, we say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You're not supposed to be mafsik. We cite Kriya Shema. We cite tzitzis. And the truth is, this is a big machlokes in the Gemara. You mechuyev to recite the parasha of tzitzis at night. The Kriya Shema, there are two parashas you must recite. V'ohavta and v'chayim shemaya. Because it says in the pasuk, v'shach v'cha uv'kumecha, when you lie down and when you wake up. Which means you have to recite Kriya Shema in the morning and at night. But tzitzis doesn't say anywhere that you have to recite tzitzis by day and by night. And in fact, tzitzis mikra, then you part it from tzitzis at night. Tzitzis only during the daytime when you can see the tzitzis. And now you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. So why then do we recite the parasha of tzitzis at night? The answer is because it mentions zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. L'man tiskar, as he made tzitzcha mi'eretz mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Yimei chayecha hayamim, kol yimei chayecha halelos. Now the truth is, you don't have to really recite Kriya Shema when you recite the bracha of the emes v'emuna, the bracha, the emes v'emuna, the third bracha that we're going to recite after Ma'ariv, which concludes with Goal Yisrael, does make mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in fact, it used to be, there were some people, that there was the Tzmachlegis in the Rishonim, where the custom was not to recite the third parasha of Kriya Shema at night. You would not recite the parasha of Tzitzis. You would just recite the bracha, and that would be sufficient. However, it became the minhag to recite it at night as well, because you want to emphasize Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's much more ideal to emphasize Yitzias Mitzrayim by reciting psukim than reciting a bracha. Whenever you recite a pasuk, that's much more powerful than actually reciting a bracha. So we are mekayim in the midst of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim with the parasha of Kriya Shema night, which make mention to it. Now, being that you're not really mechuyev to recite the Kriya Shema night, there are a lot of leniencies. For example, we know that Shachrist, we have a hakpada, we should have 248 words in Kriya Shema to correspond to the 240 limbs of the body. And because Kriya Shema only has 245, with three words short, so we repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes. We have those three words, and those three words are mashlim. Those three words are mashlim the Torah. So some want to say that there's no hakpada to have 248 at night. Since at night, anyway, at night the whole recital of Kriya Shema, the third parasha, is extra. It's not an ikar hadin. It's not an absolute requirement. You don't have to say. You don't have to repeat Hashem Elokeichem. There are a lot of leniencies in saying Hashem Emes and being mafsik between Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeiyeschem Yerushalayim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Do you have to right away say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes? So some say there's no hakpada. We, of course, our minhag is to do so, but the rules to be lenient are much more. Okay, now we come to the bracha of Goal Yisrael. Question: why is it our minhag? It's one long bracha. Do we stop in the middle? Do we say Micha Mocha Boilim Hashem Micha Mocha Nedav Kadosh Niras? Also, why is it that everyone stops? The Shatz concludes with Nei Yisrael Luchanu Shira B'Simcha Rabav Yarmu Chulam, and we all say it together. Why? It's all part of one long bracha. We don't stop in the middle of Emes V'Yatzif. So why at Marv do we stop in the middle of the bracha? Ezras. Okay, I don't know. But why is it still here in this one pasuk? So there are two reasons given. One reason given is because when this is an outgrowth of what used to be a minig in ancient times. In ancient times, the Sfarim still do this. No one says anything. When you go to Maariv, you listen. The Shatz says the bracha, and everyone in the audience just listens to the words of the Shatz. There's a general rule that when a Shatz is not supposed to be motzi words that are from a pasuk. We have a rule. We're brainwashed that there's such a kind of shemeya ka'ina that's only lichatchila with regard to a bracha. But with regard to psukim in the Torah, then there's no din. Then it's not ideal for there to be a shemeya ka'ina when you don't need to read from klap. One thing when it comes to kriyas haTorah, that's din of Talmud Torah. But when it comes to psukim, it's much better that you should read the words yourself. So it used to be the custom in ancient times. The whole Ma'ariv was said by the Shliach Tzibur. Everyone listened to what he says and answer Amen. But when it came to a pasuk in the Torah, then the custom was that Tzibur themselves would recite the pasuk. So therefore, now even though Bizman Hazeh, so they would say Micha Mocha Bo'ilim Hashem, Micha Mocha Nevi L'Kadosh. Shema also, possibly they would. I don't know the answer. I don't know. But at least the pasuk of Micha Mocha Bo'ilim Hashem, this is something where everyone in the Tzibur would do. So even though Bizman Hazeh doesn't make a difference, because everyone can say by themselves, everyone is anyway saying, but in order to still, as an outgrowth of the ancient custom where it says, Micha Mocha Bo'ilim Hashem, it is as an outgrowth of the way it was done in ancient times, we still continue to stop. And we all say it together. And saying it together is just a zeich of the way it used to be when we all said it together at the time when the Shlich Tzibur would actually recite the entire thing by himself. There's another reason given, and that is that they're supposed to say this very quickly, they're supposed to say it very quietly. Micha Mocha Bo'elim Hashem, Chazal say, Be'ilem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tolerates insult. He witnesses the world, ignores him, the world is not appreciative of all the chesed that he does, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. So in order that we should all recite it quietly to remind everyone that the nature of the way we say Micha Mocha is different than the way we recite the rest of the bracha, we all stop and we say it together, and ideally we say it together in an undertone to allude to the Chazal, Micha Mocha Be'ilein. What? We don't do that. But since it used to be done like that, even though we don't do it anymore, that's why we all stop and we wait. Because we all want to do it. We all want to take note that this bracha, this is to be done differently. Okay, then when it comes to Hashem Yimloch Le'olam, where we do La'u, we glued Go'al Yisrael. Now Go'al Yisrael, there's a very big question. Why are we not Soymech Ge'ula L'Tfila? Why don't we connect Ge'ula L'Tfila? Why are we mafzer with Hashkivenu and Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'amen? And the answer is Gula Richta. We consider it to be the bracha of Hashkivenu as an extension of Goal Yisrael, and those that say Baruch Hashem Yelam Amen Vim to be an extension of Goal Yisrael, so it's all one long Gula. So there's not a hefzik between being Besomech Gula Litzfila. We have a general rule that you're not supposed to be mafzik between the bracha of Goal Yisrael and the beginning of Shimon Esrei. In the morning, we say Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, and we right away say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, and it's based upon the pasuk. The two are juxtaposed. However, the reason why in Ma'ariv, so seemingly we do the same thing, and this time we say Hashkaveinu, which just because it's considered to be a bracha arichta. However, others say, and this has very big nafkin al halacha, is that there's no din being samech gu'ula l'tfila at night. Being that Ma'ariv is only a tfilas for shus, meikra din, it's not a requirement. Chazal will never miss saking that you have to be samech gu'ula l'tfila. And this is a very big nafkin al halacha. That's why you can say kaddish afterwards. Now another very nafkin mean what? They don't say Baruch Hashem Li'olam. They don't say in America also. A lot of people already I see don't say it either here or in America. The whole week Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Shocking, right? They don't say it. Okay, so whatever reason they don't say it, because Baruch Hashem Li'olam was made by the Goinim. Okay, Baruch Hashem is another topic. Very quickly, the reason why is because Baruch Hashem Le'olam was not part of it's not brought down anywhere in the Gemara. Not by the Tanoim, not by the Amoraim, and not even by the Rabbanon Savaroi. It was made by the Goinim. The Goyim, they were masaking it. So some question if it has a, if they have a, what right we have to insert into the davening before Shmoneh Esrei. Some say it was made, the only reason why it was established was as a delay tactic. People would come late to Ma'arif. So give people more time to catch up. So we added and we paired in Baruch Hashem Le'olam to give them more time. There are 19 psukim in Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin V'Amin that correspond to the 19 brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei. Hashem's name appears 18 times, corresponding to the original 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Some say the reason why they were masagin is because since there's no Chazaras Hashatz, normally when there's Chazaras Hashatz, he answers Amin 18 times, 19 times. If there's no Chazaras Hashatz, so we recite Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin V'Amin 18 times, which makes up for the Chazaras Hashatz that would normally be said when you have a Shmoneh Esrei. And some say that it was established instead of Shmoneh Esrei. Originally, they did not have a Ma'arif. Originally, in ancient times, now this is a very important thing, we know that Ma'arif is a Rishus. Tzilas Ma'arif is a Rishus. But Kriyashma is not a Rishus. Kriyashma is an obligation. And the Barachas, the four Barachas that accompany the Kriyashma, are also an obligation. So it's very important. Shema, the tefillah of the Shmoneh Esrei is a rishus, but Shema is a chayva, and the brachos that accompany the Shema are also in the category of an obligation. You have to say the brachos. So originally they did not daven Ma'arif; it was too difficult to daven the Shmoneh Esrei. So what they did was they said the psukim after they finished reciting the Kriya Shema, the four brachos. They said these original psukim, which served in place of a small Shmoneh Esrei. They don't want to daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei. To daven the Shmoneh Esrei, you have to have a lot of kavana. Oymel lefnei ha-melech with kavana. It's too difficult to be oymel lefnei ha-melech with the proper kavana to do a whole Shmoneh Esrei. So instead, they said 19 psukim which would serve in place of Shmoneh Esrei, and you don't have to be at your best behavior with the intense kavana. But at a later point in time, they had decided that they're going to daven the full Shmoneh Esrei, even though Shmoneh Esrei is on the Shus, they were makabel the Shmoneh Esrei as a chayva. Once they were makabel as a chayva, it still did not go away what they originally did to say these 18-19 psukim, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen, the Amen.
Where did the Yir Anenu come in?
That's the Chasima. The Chasima, that also came. That was part of the Goyim. Once already they already said these 8-19 psukim, so they already were chosim with a bracha. And that Chasima gave this 19 psukim the validity, the status of a Shmoneh Esrei. Then they started to actually do the Shmoneh Esrei. So some say, we're doing already the Shmoneh Esrei, we don't have to say the psukim. Some say, once we already started, we don't want to stop. We're going to continue to say these psukim. Okay, we have the bracha of Hashkiveinu. Hashkiveinu is the fourth bracha. Hashkiveinu, there's a legend. The legend is that Hashkiveinu is the exact words of Hashkiveinu was crafted by Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said this Ashkenaz. I don't know what it is. Ashkenaz, father, they're very similar. The bracha, there's a very fascinating legend. Just like we have a legend that Moshe Rabbeinu composed Birchas HaMazon, Moshe Rabbeinu composed the bracha of Hashkiveinu. And Klal Yisrael recited this bracha the night of Makas Bechoros. When they were told to go into their homes and put blood on the mashke of the Shtei HaMezuzos, they said this bracha, Hashkiveinu, because the mashke was flying around, and Hashkiveinu, Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalom, Chamideinu Malakeinu L'Chayim, Toim L'Shalom, first time Sukkah Shlomecha. Okay, V'stakneinu, this was mamash exactly, and save us from Oyev, Dever, Cherev, Rav, Yogun, V'hoster, Satan, Milvinim, Achareinu. Okay, whatever, it's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote or not, but it's very similar. The root is hidden in, is root, it's rooted in what Moshe Rabbeinu was reciting the Klal Yisrael to recite the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why it has achieved a certain degree of chavivus. What happens if a person does not daven Ma'arav until Alos HaShachar? It's already past dawn. So then you can't say Hashkiveinu, because Hashkiveinu is only in the night you lie down. So some say you shouldn't say the bracha at all, and some say you should say the bracha, but you should skip those words. Then you can still daven Ma'arav until sunrise. You can say Kriya Shema, but you also say the bracha. So a person did not say Kriya Shema. What? Shmoneh Esrei also. You can say Shmoneh Esrei until sunrise. B'diavad, you can still say the Shemoneh Esrei until sunrise, still called Maariv until sunrise. But you cannot say the Baruch of Hashkiveinu, because Hashkiveinu means you lie down. You do not lie down after it's Alayis HaShachar. So then what you do is either you skip the Baruch according to some, so you can say the Baruch Hashem Malchus, but you should skip the words Hashkiveinu Hashem Lokeinu L'Shalom V'Hamdeinu Lokeinu L'Chaim. You should begin the Baruch with V'Sakneinu B'Eitza Toivo Milafonecha. That's where the Baruch should start. Okay, one other quick thing is that we know that we're very makel when it comes to being Simech Gul L'Tfila. The nafka mean is, if you come to shul late and they are beginning Shemona Esrei, what should you do? So when it comes to Maariv, just begin the Shemona Esrei with the tzibur. If you walk into shul and begin Shemona Esrei, so begin Shemona Esrei. Oh, but I didn't say the Birchus Kriya Shema. Birchus Kriya Shema is separate. When Da'at Maariv is over, you'll say Shema with the four brachas. You start from Maariv Ravim. But in the morning, if you come to shul late for Shachris and you walk into shul and drop the Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to start Shemona Esrei, because in the morning there's a hakpada. You may not begin Shemona Esrei unless you make the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. So by morning, being Samech Geula L'Tfila is Ma'akev. At night, being Samech Geula L'Tfila is not Ma'akev. And that's why we're allowed to pad Hashkiveinu. We're allowed to pad it with Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amin Di'Amein. And the Gaba is allowed to give a clap on the bima and say, Talumatar Al Hanisin, Yalav Yaval. Shachris, you're not allowed to do that. Shachris, the Gabbai is not allowed to give a clap and say Yalav Yaval Mashabir, because you're not allowed to. What? You're not allowed to clap. But you're not allowed to be masik, because you're not allowed to be masik between Geula L'Tfila. That's a very big nafka meaning between the Shema in the morning and the Shema at night. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm going to go to the next one.